I've got Diane Schaffner from Sam Russell's Pet Provisions on the phone to talk about something that she has kind of partnered to set up here in Hardin County. I'm super excited about this. I think it's a fantastic service.
This all came about really fast, and I just got to swim in December, and so finding out that there's such a need out there, I decided we need to make this happen now. You can't wait. And so I've been really trying to get supporters and getting people to donate food and that kind of thing to get it going, and so we can make it sustainable. And
so what it is, you've partnered with Helping Hand of Hope and the Paws Shelter Foundation.
I'm the owner of Sam Russell's, and I'm on the board of Paws Shelter Foundation. And Paws is the one that built the shelter here. And we still support the shelter in different endeavors. But when you do something like the pet food bank, you need to be a nonprofit to run everything through. And so I'm using that to run through, you know, all our donations. Like when you deal with companies and everything, you have to have 501c3 for them to donate food and stuff. And so I'm the part of getting the soliciting people to donate and that kind of thing. Helping Hands is the part that distributes to the community. They have those skills. They do it now with people in food and other services in the county, and they're just kind of a natural to partner with.
I agree. I think that's a good extension of what they're doing. So they're doing the distribution, but you're on the collection side of it. And part of that is you're all doing a food bank drive for March. So do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. The month of March, we decided to do a month-long drive to get the initial pantry set up and everything, and make the community aware that we're there for either for someone that's in need of food for their pets or for people to donate especially to. And I have four good partners that are collection points for us that will collect food from if somebody wants to drop it off, or in certain instances like Feeder Supply, they solicit their customers as they come through and say, oh, we're doing a food drop for the new pet food pantry. Would you like to donate? And they'll donate a bag of food when they're purchasing other things. And Feeder Supply is a great partner for us. They were my first sign-on as corporate to allocate us monthly deliveries. And so that really made me feel strong about, okay, we can get this to work. The lady I deal with there is Taylor Lane, and she's absolutely fabulous. And she said, it's a great cause. You need a food pantry in Hardin County, and we'd love to support it. So that was one that really I was like, wow, we can really do this. And it just takes time to call people and let them know what you're doing and that kind of thing. Yesterday, we just received 1,350 pounds of food from Animal Supply Company, and they're another partner now with us that will supply us monthly food distribution to the pantry. In the March food drive, we're really, you know, we're wanting the community, you know, to donate a bag of food, a can of food, anything that has shelf life, and we can put it on the shelf for the clients to pick up. And looking for more corporate partners out there that will either donate money to us to buy food or will have access to pet food and can donate pet food to us.
And you talked about the four. I know that Feeder Supply is one that they can all donate at Sam Russell's.
Yes, and we're a drop-off, and Sam Russell's, we're doing two photo events this month to raise food donations. Dogs come in for a photo shoot. I do pictures. I get a free day at daycare, and then they donate a bag of food that goes to the pantry. And then there's Lost Pounds Pet Center in Radcliffe. They're really good at working with a community on rescues, and Toshi is a pet advocate, and she's helping with collecting food at her location too. So there's a drop-off in Radcliffe. And then Family Dollar called me, and they are going to be a collection point in Vine Grove. So we've got several different points in the county that people can drop off or purchase food at their places and donate it.
And that's fantastic. Gives the listeners some flexibility, what's closest to them. So this is the pet food drive that you're all doing to kind of kickstart the pet food bank. So I know I don't want to take too much of your time, but do you want to talk about what spurred that idea of the food bank? I know you said that you got the idea back in December.
Just watching all the people that were going for food donations that normally don't during this COVID time, and the cars that were lined up collecting food, it kind of hit me, you know, if they need food, their pets need food. And if they can't afford to buy food for themselves, they're not going to be able to afford their pet food. And we don't want them to choose. We don't want them, a lot of times, especially our senior community, they'll choose to feed their pet before they will themselves. So we don't want them have to choose. We want both of them to have their food. And I just connected with Julia Springsteens, who's a city council member here and is also on the board of Feeding America. And I said, Julia, I just did a photo drive. I've got 600 pounds of dog food. How could we get it into the community? And she connected me to Feeding America, who in turn connected me to Helping Hand of Hope. And Hope Burke there is our executive director of Helping Hands of Hope, another big pet advocate. And she was so excited to do it. And we donated 600 pounds there, and it was gone in 3 hours. So you know that how much need that there's out there. And every bit of food that we've sent there, it's gone immediately.
Yeah, exactly. If it's going through that quickly, you know that the need is there.
Yes.
I think this is a really fantastic thing that you've all set up here. If people have questions or they'd like to make a donation, how should they contact you all?
Well, they can contact me at Sam Russell's Pet Provisions. My number is 270-766-1955. And I can set up any kind of distributions or donations and that kind of thing. I really haven't set up anything online yet. I will probably get that set up, but I just haven't had a chance to get it done. It's all quickly happened, and we're getting a lot of people now that are like, hey, I want to donate. And then for a client that is in need of food for their pets, they must go to Helping Hands of Hope, which is on South Wilson Boulevard, and they have to register there as a client. Helping Hands of Hope has a good record of the people that they distribute to and what their needs are, and they already have know of so many of their clients that have pets now, and they've reached out to them.
Perfect. And I know the number over there at Helping Hand of Hope is 270-769-3092. Like I said, I think this is a fantastic thing that you've kind of got the ball rolling for the community. There is a need. There's evidence of a need, and I think this is fantastic. So it is the food drive for the new food pantry for the pets here in Hardin County. Diane, I just want to thank you for what you're doing. I think this is fantastic.
Well, thank you very much for supporting us and getting the word out to the community. We just need more people to know about it so we can help them, and then other people can help donate.